This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All right, let's get started. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So guess what? We're actually going to be launching something new, and it's happening like tomorrow. And I don't even know if I have permission to tell you guys what it is yet, but I want you to keep an eye out for it. I'm recording the videos. And this is like an insider tip as well. I got a haircut. Did you see that? I got a haircut. I was going to show you guys the before and after. The last time I got a haircut was like 3 months ago. 3 months ago. All right. Bismillah. So the reminder that I wanted to share with you guys today is Allah's will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you do not will except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is عَلِيمًا, is all knowledgeable, حَكِيمًا, all wise. And when I teach Visionaire, and in the class, I tell people about, there's certain du'as that you make that seem to be in your control, something like running a marathon or opening a business or something like that. You think it's in your control. And then there's other du'as that you think are not in your control, something like shifa from an illness, shifa from COVID, for example, or... So it's like you see, it feels like it's out of your control. And I want to remind you guys that everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the things that you think are in your control are actually not in your control. Sorry to break the news. So I learned this from, this is like a non-Muslim and a secular. He's a professor at a university, and he was presenting this idea that people at university should be accepted by lottery. Like you have the, like say something like Harvard, Stanford, people who go to university should be, his proposal was, we think that the person who got accepted to Harvard was the best that there was. But in actuality, maybe like say 20,000 people or 10,000 people applied for the same position, and they're all qualified. They're all qualified, and it's pretty much more closer to luck, as the secular would say, or tawfiq from Allah, when things work out, that he said we should just accept this and just do a lottery for everybody. But he said the problem was people don't like to accept that things are not in their control. And I thought that this is really interesting. He was secular and he's saying that it's called lottery, but I'm like, it's tawfiq from Allah. So even those du'as, let's suppose you made a health du'a and you made a du'a to run a marathon and you think that that's in your control, but how many people make the intention to run a marathon and never achieve it? And those who say they've run a marathon, they actually went on a 5K fun run or a 10K run or a half, they told everybody that they went on a marathon, which they didn't. And so everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the next time you're going out and the next time you're doing something, I want you to pay more attention to saying insha'Allah. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ. Don't say that I'm going to do something tomorrow. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it. And that's it. It's a short reminder. This is Instagram, and I know your attention span is less over here on Instagram, but I just wanted to spend this moment with you because we've been talking too much on Facebook, and I heard that Instagram is for the cool kids. So welcome to the cool kids. Inshallah ta'ala, as I said, tomorrow inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be announcing a new program, and it's going to be coming up very quickly. Hey, maybe I should just tell you guys what's going on. How about that? We are going to be doing a take action post-Ramadan challenge, a 5-day post-Ramadan challenge. It's happening, inshallah ta'ala, is going to be announced tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, and I look forward to all of you joining our post-Ramadan 5-day challenge. It's the post-Ramadan 5-day challenge. It's happening tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, that's it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wishing you all the best. So.